Yo, did you guys see what was going down on Joe Rogan when Rob Kearney was on there?
World's Strongest Gay.
And he was talking about Ray Williams. I mean, Ray Williams might quite possibly be one of the biggest freaks to ever walk the face of the earth. Unbelievable strength, but what they uncovered in the show was just completely unbelievable. We'll play it in a minute. But, you know, keep in mind, Ray Williams is quite possibly one of the strongest powerlifters and maybe even the strongest, one of the strongest people to ever live, depending on how we gauge strength. But if we're talking about lifting weights, this guy has lifted some crazy weights. 1,080 squat, bench pressed over 550 pounds, I believe, and is deadlifting over 850 pounds. Mm-hmm. World-class and a drug-tested athlete.
Consistently drug-tested, not just one, throughout the year.
Consistently drug-tested athlete. So it's just, it's unbelievable. And I believe that when you've gotten your body fat tested, that your body fat was like 7%. But I think the most astonishing thing, because we've seen many individuals getting a single-digit body fat, is that you have 217 pounds of muscle. I believe I was like 198, 197, something like that. So that's extraordinary to have that kind of muscle mass.
Yeah, 217 pounds of lean tissue, and the year before was 214. So it's going up slowly, but Ray's on another level, dude.
Freaking.
Like, I'm also really curious about his bone density, because the bone density thing was something, like, my bone density is really fucking dense, but I'm curious about him because he's lifting these kind of weights all the time. The interesting thing on the Rogan episode was they were talking about strength adaptations, like something that happened to Rob. He got injured, and when they were trying to do acupuncture, the needles were bending because of how when they were pulling out the acupuncture needles, the needles were bent, right? So I wonder what kind of weird fucking body adaptations Ray has lifting all this weight over time.
Wasn't that a scene on Superman? Mm. Like, they tried to put a needle in him and it bent?
And the doctor, like, for example, another example was David Goggins' meniscus or something. Oh, yeah. You remember him talking about that? How the doctor, usually when you're cutting a meniscus, it's like super easy to cut. But when they're cutting David Goggins' meniscus.
Former powerlifter.
Yeah. And all the stress he's done because of running, they were literally struggling to cut through the tissue because it was so fucking dense.
Wow. They're like, we need a laser beam to cut through this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what Ray Williams, like, if he got blood work done and stuff, like, what some of this stuff would look like. Like, sure. is his blood work made out of some Southern cooking barbecue sauce or something? Because when he was here, man, he was putting down some food, man. Big Ray is hey, people
just
are gonna
sweet baby Ray's. This comes out of me.
I mean, is this guy's like testosterone levels like supersonic or something? Like, what is allowing him to like lift that kind of weight? It's got to be unbelievable. We need to get our boys at Merrick to test this guy and to kind of see. You know, we do know he's a drug tested athlete. He gets tested frequently, and I've never heard anything otherwise that he's appears to be a clean athlete in every sense of the word. And it's just, it's unbelievable. Anyone that hasn't seen this guy squatting, I mean, you got to check out some of the stuff. But let our people know how they can get hooked up with Merrick if they want to get their blood work done and get their testosterone, growth hormone levels, all those things checked out.
All that
out.
Good stuff. Yeah. So Merrick, the premium TRT clinic, telehealth TRT clinic. So if you're like Ray Williams and you do want to get that blood work done, head over to merrickhealth.com. That's M-A-R-E-K health.com. And if you're going to manually check out, just kind of do everything on your own, on your own computer, use promo code POWERPROJECT15 for 15% off all of your labs. And then if you are on the phone with them, like whether you want to schedule something to, pursue TRT or anything like that, you can just mention promo code POWERPROJECT15 and you'll receive 15% off all of the recommended labs. Links to them down in the YouTube description as well as the podcast show notes. Do you guys want to pull up what Rogan was saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's check it out.
So this was episode 1727 featuring Rob Kearney, World's Strongest Gay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Rob Kearney is an extraordinary person. We've had him on our
show. If you want to see what a real strong person looks like, they all kind of look like you or like Oberst. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all like thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, big, thick. You know, you never like shredded there.
Oh my God. That's Ray Williams.
Look at the size of that guy.
24% body fat when they tested it.
Oh, that makes sense.
At 400 pounds.
Yeah, and he's squatting 1,000 pounds raw right there.
Ooh,
that's 1,080.
Oh my God, that is so crazy. He has 300 pounds of fat-free mass.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he has 100 pounds of fat on his body.
30 kilograms more than the most they'd ever studied.
Wow.
How many kilograms?
Right. 30 kilograms? How many pounds?
Ray Williams is a very muscular dude. Pounds.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you're going to study someone, you know, and you want to find like real freaks, like the World Strong.
So, you know, there's a lot to uncover right here. Man, so again, Ray Williams is a consistently drug-tested athlete. 300 pounds of fat-free mass. It does not necessarily mean it's 300 pounds of muscle, but it does mean a lot of that is muscle, probably a very large percentage of it. The guy, the video we were watching, he was just squatting 1,080. Mm-hmm. My best squat ever is 1,080 as well. But keep in mind, I was not in any sort of drug-tested category, and I'm wearing lifting briefs that assist you with the lift. They are multi-layered. I'm also wearing knee wraps. Big Ray was only wearing knee sleeves. And in addition to that, I have a squat suit on. So these things are helping me lift hundreds of pounds more than what my body's actually capable of, along with the performance-enhancing drugs. And Big Ray is doing that shit raw, and he's doing it drug-tested. Freaking unbelievable.
Yeah, it's – and if you also see how low he squats.
Oh, like, yeah.
He goes deep into the hole when he did that. All his squats are deep into the hole. And yeah, no, his build is something crazy because, yeah, he has 24% body fat, right? But again, the amount of lean body mass that he has and the amount of muscle he has on his frame, he's not a traditionally fat human being. Right. He's not. Like,
no, it's not the first thing that comes to mind.
No, it's not.
When you see him walking around, you're like, I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
He's an absolute monster. I want to say that – I've been made aware of that upright posture on that squat.
Jeez. How can you handle? I mean, I just don't understand to control that much weight.
He's not short. He's like 6'2". Mm-hmm. He has kind of a long torso. So sometimes individuals have a long torso. They bend forward in the squat. Mm-hmm.
And also, guys, like, I don't know if you noticed, his body was not shaking at all. Mm-hmm. He was just going down and up, and even his face seemed to be pretty just, like, in control. A lot of times when lifters are moving this type of load, like, it wouldn't be surprising for them not to look in control, but he is in control of this weight. He had more.
This is just an ordinary squat bar, too. I mean, this is just an ordinary, like, powerlifting bar, and there's a lot of whip on that thing. So you watch him pull the weights out. Mm-hmm. The weight just moved like crazy just from him lifting it. And then he sat there for a second and just stabilized it. And go ahead and like study this guy. Like seriously watch him lift and count how many seconds it takes before he even does his squat. He's like walking around with this weight like he's going to jog out to the fucking parking lot or something.
The fact that they make them walk out these weights though.
Yeah, modern powerlifting. We have something called a monolift that we have them here at Super Training. We don't have to walk around with the weights. But in this federation, that's what they require you to do. And what a beautiful squat. That is like artistic shit right there going on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So so I'm used to seeing a monolift also. And then when I see these federations use that little squat rack, it always makes me super nervous. I don't know why that is.
Yo, if a lifter trips just a little bit, mm-hmm. like let's say they don't pick up their foot enough on one and they just trip over that ankle. You see those spotters? Are they going to grab something pounds?
No. Everyone's going to die.
Everyone's fucked.
And I've been in front of those. That's amazing. So I've been in front of those before, like taking photos. And I've just been like, man, if that falls, I'm done. Like, that's it.
The way that those racks are designed is actually pretty nice. But they're designed to really like wiggle a lot.
Yeah.
And the first competition that I did in a single ply federation where I had like less powerlifting gear on, I was lining up with the weight and I was like wiggling under it. And I never really used one before, or it's been like years and years and years. Or like when I first started lifting, I didn't have the same technology. And you just see me like laughing. I'm like laughing on the platform because I'm like, what is this? Like the whole thing was shaking and moving. And I was like kind of getting nervous. I'm like, does this rack even hold the weight? And it was like, I don't know, it was like 700 pounds or something. It wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy like the shit that Ray is moving around. But yeah, those racks kind of do make you nervous. You're like, this whole thing's going to collapse. And it's amazing that it's able to even hold the weight.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you can compare Ray Williams to?
You know, not that I'm aware of, not right now. I think he's kind of the king in terms of the heavier guys and in terms of the drug tested guys. There's a lot of other great individuals. There's a lot of great female athletes. We had John Hack on the show as well. So there's a lot of male athletes that aren't drug tested. But what I was going to say earlier is that at the World's Strongest Man, it's my understanding that they do – they body fat check these guys and they do all kinds of different stuff on them just to kind of study them because they're 6'8 and they're 400 pounds. You got Hapthor Bjornsson and you got guys like Brian Shaw and you have these just Eddie Hall and these just kind of legendary dudes that are lifting some crazy weights doing extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. But it's my understanding that like someone like Brian Shaw had like 320 pounds of fat-free mass on him or something like that. And Hapthor, who knows, probably a very similar amount.
Yeah.
But the World's Strongest Man competitions, those aren't drug-tested competitions. So it's just – we just hear so much about the natty or not stuff. You know, you got Derek from More Plates, More Dates, and we got Greg Doucette, who we recently had on the podcast.
Billion.
Yeah, you got all these people talking about whether someone's drug-free or not, and they are imposing their own personal beliefs on whether they think somebody is doing something the right way. And you're not going to see – I don't think you're going to see Ray Williams in a natty or not video. You know, I don't think anybody wants to say anything about Big Ray because who knows what the consequences might be. But this guy is getting drug tested frequently and he's putting up points on the scoreboard. Who knows, you know, what someone does or doesn't do kind of in their own time or if they're trying to freaking get past the test or whatever. I know any people can say like, oh, people are figuring it out. All we know is that he does get drug tested. Let's stick to the facts. He gets drug tested frequently. He's breaking all-time world records frequently, and he's got 300 pounds of fat-free mass. So next time that you want to use, pull that card and be like, I can't, I can't go from 155 to 180 without getting on some gear. Let's have you maybe rethink that.
Yeah, dude. And it's not even it's not that there's any consequences of doing a natty or not on Ray Williams. It's just that if you do a natty or not on Ray Williams, all the proof, like the amount of drug testing that's been done on this man over all the years of his competition will only prove that he's natural. And the second thing is once you do that, then all the natty or nots that you've kind of done or a majority of them are a little bit null because he's here. Like we know that there are genetic anomalies in every single sport. You know, Greg Doucette likes to use the like to say that they're the ninth. Like for example, I think he did one on Russ Wohl, right? And he's like he's in the 1% and 1%, right? There are a lot of 1% of 1% on social media, and they will blow a lot of people out of the fucking water. And there's LeBron James, there's Michael Jordan, there's Shaquille O'Neal, there's Ray Williams, there's Russ Swoll. These people do exist, and they don't need drugs to look like that or to lift like that. And the sad part is that many people who do use drugs still will not be able to get close to that level, and that's just the facts.
I got
to
say, it fires me up, gets me excited that, like, you know, Joe Rogan is somebody I look up to a lot, and I don't really put people up on like a pedestal, but Joe Rogan has been somebody in the category of podcasting who's revolutionized it. He's helped make more money and more opportunity for maybe more people than like you could possibly even think of because look at all the podcasts that are out there. He's definitely largely responsible for it. He's somebody I listen to a lot of his shows. I got a lot of respect for Rob Kearney. We've had him on the show. He's become a friend. And then to hear those guys sit there and talk about Ray Williams and give Ray Williams the credit that he deserves, it gives me goosebumps because powerlifting is a very thankless sport. And it's a sport that kind of just – I don't know, just kind of lingers and sits there and like doesn't really get the it never caught on like jiu-jitsu did with the Gracie Academy and that kind of stuff. And so for powerlifting to get any shine or any focus gets me super fired up. And then to see somebody like Ray Williams, who I've met in person, who I became friends with over the years, to see him get the admiration that he deserves is fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Andrew, you want to take us on out of here, buddy?
I will. Please like this video, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Let us know down in the comments what you guys think about today's video. And please follow the podcast at Mark Bell's Power Project on Instagram, at MB Power Project on TikTok and Twitter. My Instagram and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Seema, where are you at?
And Seema Yin Yang on Instagram and YouTube, at Seema Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter. Mark,
make sure you guys check out that episode. Do you remember the number of it, Andrew, again?
Yeah,
1727.
Episode 1727.
1727. How would you jiu-jitsu somebody like Ray Williams? Like, what would you do against somebody like that? Those are big old legs and big old arms and big old wrists. I mean,
you heel hook him. You heel hook him.
There you go.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. I get a leg. I can't take the man to the ground, okay? But I get underneath his heel. I take him, try to do that, and I heel hook him because heel hooks are nasty. If I don't do that, then Ray just stomps the fuck out of me, which I think would honestly happen in any situation. Mm-hmm. He would, because I was thinking, jump on his back? No, because then he just slammed me to the ground and I'd die. Yeah, I just like, explode happened? Underneath him.
Man, that is a big dude.
He's a big dude, man. Picture him doing jiu-jitsu, man. Right? Picture him just being like, what's up?
Well, it's not like he's not mobile.
He's super mobile.
He can fucking move around really well.
But, I mean, he could just bear hug everybody.
Just like hug you to death. Mm-hmm. He's a literal individual who could hug you to death.
He wouldn't even need to hug you. He could probably just like you know, like doing dumbbell flies, like just grab you and just like you are an aluminum can and you are now crushed.
I could picture somebody trying to get him into a hold and him just like – just not even like caring.
Just laughing.
Just like his arms being twisted and he's kind of like, you're like, this is where most people tap. And he's just kind of chill. He just got a little smirk on his face.
Like a little kid trying to like play with an adult, like trying to like hurt him. It's like, ah, that's a good job.
I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Strength is never weakness. Weakness is never strength. Catch you guys later.